This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Pirelli Scorpion Weather Active. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My check engine light's on.
That could hurt your gas mileage. The AutoZone free fix finder service can help find the fix for free.
Get in zone.
This whole report for free?
That's right. Printed and on your phone for free.
Get in zone.
But what if the fix is too tough?
We'll recommend a local shop. Fix finder, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Friday, the great Bryant Gumbel on loan from HBO's Real Sports will join us coming up a little bit. And we'll talk to the Blazers guard, Dame Lillard, final hour of the program. It is a Meat Friday, and we have sausage and pesto lasagna on the Traeger today and cheesy garlic bread. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
That's the right answer there. Come on in. Stay a while. Phone number 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. For two full nights, the world's biggest superstars square off. SoFi Stadium, WrestleMania goes Hollywood. It'll be live on Saturday and Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. Kickoff shows at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific, only on Peacock, which is where you can watch this program. Download the app if you haven't done so. You can dial us up, 877-3DP-SHOW. Operator Tyler is standing by. Poll question for hour two is going to be what, Seton O'Connor?
I think we're going to roll with another Friday Fritzy option here, okay. Daniel. Todd, we're going to go with that first one?
We can do the first one.
Yeah.
This weekend, the biggest must-watch is men's Final Four,
mm-hmm.
women's Final Four slash title game, right. which will be on Sunday, mm-hmm. NBA action, first weekend of the Major League Baseball season, or you can choose other.
All right. It must see TV tonight for me with Iowa against South Carolina, the women's Final Four, men's Final Four over the weekend. In case you're wondering about the odds, Connecticut is the overwhelming favorite, followed by San Diego State. But Florida Atlantic getting 3 against San Diego State. Miami getting 5.5 against Connecticut. What if this is the new norm going forward? College basketball, random teams, older teams, players transferring, NIL money. What if this is the norm? Because I'm like you or a lot of you where you go, okay, we get to the Elite Eight. Now let's have some blue bloods in there. Or maybe you have an outlier. Maybe you have an 11 seed, maybe you have an 8 or a 9 seed. Okay. But then you get to Final Four and you get to the title game and you're like, okay, is it Kansas or Villanova, Kentucky? You know, is there another school, that North Carolina, Duke? Those are the usuals. Gonzaga. But is this just an aberration? Is this a one-off where you go, well, you did have some upsets here. There wasn't a great team in college basketball this year. And we said that throughout the season. Houston, I watched them. Didn't think they were great. They were good. Connecticut, when I watched them early, I thought they were great, and then they weren't, and now they are. Florida Atlantic, San Diego State, Miami, surprises. But if you get transfers and you get NIL money, this seems to be the future, because you'll have players who have established careers who decide, I got one more year of eligibility, I'm going to go. You know, that COVID year, I'm going to go. And these might be mid-level programs, and you're not aware of these players, but when they go to North Carolina, or they go to Miami, or they go to some of these other schools, they're going to be able to make an impact. They might not be the star, but they're going to be part of a program that gives you a little bit of a deeper roster there. And this might be the new norm because of transfers, because of NIL, and some of these other schools. And we even talked to Jay Billis about this. What is the blueprint now for success? Because John Calipari started one and done. And then all of a sudden, Duke, North Carolina, they might get one guy. And, you know, so it kind of took away that weapon that Kentucky had. Although Kentucky does have a few one and dones coming in this year. And maybe that changes everything once again. But the one and done has not had an impact. You had one impactful freshman this year in the tournament. And that's Brandon Miller in Alabama, bowed out early. And he turned pro yesterday. So he's not going to be around, be in the NBA next year. But I'm wondering, we look at the Final Four and we go, man, that'll never happen again. Okay. Let's wait till next year at this time. And maybe it is Kentucky and Duke. And Duke really had I thought Duke was – Duke or UConn were the two teams going into the tournament that were going to win the title. I thought Duke was going to go far. And I thought Connecticut was a Final Four team. But Duke bows out, Connecticut's there, and the favorite right now to win it all. All right, we'll get to your phone calls. Opening day and night, I think, was pretty much a smash hit. Everybody loved it. Imagine if you didn't know the rules and all of a sudden you're watching baseball last night and you're going, wait, what happened? What's the pitch clock? Wait, what happened? Hey, there's no shift here. And, you know, we were able to speed up the game. And as a result, I think some people were surprised, 2.5 hours. And also, I think this impacts us. If you want to go to a game, you want to take your family to a game. It's a school night you want to go to a game. Now, if you got a game starting at 7, you might be out of there by 9:30, 9:45. You could actually go to a game as opposed to just on the weekend when you don't worry about that. But the action moved. And you know, there was constant movement. There were stolen bases. Oh, my God. Like 21 stolen bases. I love it. Movement. Let's go. Instead of just sitting around, standing around. We've all seen the movie, or you've been there yourself, the right fielder, a little league, and he's just out there picking clovers. That's it. Sometimes he might lie down on the grass. And sometimes I feel that way when I'm watching baseball. But you had a lot of action, and it felt like there's a lot of momentum here. And I think this is one of those watershed moments in baseball. And we'll look back on this in 15 or 20 years and say, gosh, do you remember when that happened and where we are as a sport? Because I do think baseball was at the crossroads of being an afterthought. And you do a one time only. You go in, there was no trickle. It was one time. You know, the NFL can afford to do, hey, let's try that. Let's do that this year. Hey, we'll wait till next year. Baseball went, nope, here it is. We're going to throw it all into the blender and mix it up, and hopefully it tastes good. Let's see. I mentioned Bryant Gumbel's going to join us coming up. Get a couple of phone calls in here as well. Let me see. By the way, the Milwaukee Bucks are the favorites to win the NBA title. They were blown out by 41 points against the Celtics last night. Here is Giannis talking about the performance by the Bucks.
If you're not focused, if you don't play hard, they're going to kick out. Simple as that. They did it tonight. 1 by 40. If you're not locked in, if you don't play hard, and if you don't go out there to make it tough for them, they're going to kick out. Simple as that. There's no level of concern. It's a fact. So now you have this in your head, and it's up to us to see how we're going to deal with it. You know, are we going to go and, you know, play the same way? And if we play the same way, going to have the same outcome.
How is that possible? That you lose by 41? Boston's good. And 41 points better than Milwaukee. Jrue Holiday scored 6 points in the loss last night. That's one night after scoring 51. And I was curious, what's the lowest scoring game by a player immediately after scoring at least 50 points in a game? Now, minimum playing 20 minutes in the follow-up game. The last time somebody scored less than 6 points after scoring 50 in a game. It's 2016, so it's not that long ago. And a well-known player. Not a great, great player, very good player, guy you want on your team, certainly postseason. Marv, I'll let you start first.
Jimmy Butler?
Jimmy. Bloop, bloop.
Wow.
You're on fire, man.
I got to hand it to you. Marv. Well done.
Woo!
Ow! Stat of the day. Stat of the day. Stat of the day. This is the stat of the day.
Just feels like this is going to be your weekend, Marv.
I feel it.
Yeah. Your Huskies.
Feel it in my plums.
Yes. In your plums?
Whoa.
Whoa. Bro talk.
Easy. Easy there.
Let's not get too comfortable.
Yeah. I feel it in my plums.
It's a Fritzy line.
Damn.
I respect
Damn
that.
Damn three-piece.
Yeah, plums.
Oh, by the way, the Connecticut Husky mascot, I guess there wasn't going to be room for him to fit on the plane, but now we found out that Jonathan is the name of the mascot.
Did they put him in the hold in a little crate?
I don't know if they put him in a cage, but we actually were talking about Connecticut's mascot and, of course, Ramadan yesterday on the Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble. So Bad Larry, Shea and Irving, and Dylan the graphics guy, chop it up.
I want to add UConn laying the 5.5. I don't give a fuck what Larry says. Add that.
Did you see where UConn's mascot is not going to be at the game?
Why not?
Jonathan, the Husky. They said that the dog doesn't fit on the plane.
Another, hate my bet now.
I saw three players on UConn's team will be fasting for Ramadan during the game.
Jesus
so.
Christ.
That didn't stop them in the first couple rounds. They've been doing Ramadan for a couple weeks now.
Ramadan catches up with you, dog.
How long is Ramadan?
It's a month.
Yeah.
A month?
It's like Lent,
yeah.
Right?
Hakeem Olajuwon used to do it every year.
And he used to beat people's
Yes, he did.
Okay, it's just information.
Yeah, Marv is involved in that. So that we eventually get around to picking all the games this weekend, some futures with Major League Baseball, and then next week we'll have our Masters picks as well. But Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble. Go to the website, and you'll be able to listen to those guys. Bad Larry is doing really well. Now the football season is over. Shea and Irving is hanging in there, and Dylan the graphics guy has been horrible. Michael in Virginia. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
First off, because I know your listeners are curious, we are now T-minus 13 days and counting till our Taylor Swift concert in Tampa. But more importantly for today, I called in on Monday and said to keep an eye out on Georgia Amore and my Virginia Tech Hokies in the women's tournament. And I got a bit of snark from you and Paulie. So with the Final Four tonight, I have a wager for you. Okay. If my Hokies with Georgia and Amore and your Hawkeyes with Caden Clark appear in Sunday's championship game, the loser, in honor of the women, has to take a ball to the balls. Are you in?
To the plums.
To the plums, exactly.
Yeah.
Marvin's plums.
Paulie might be in.
I'm not anti-Virginia Tech. They're actually the one seed, but LSU is a 2-point favorite going into the game. Vatek is 31-4 in the year.
Yeah, you can't be tell me that, oh, look out for them. They're a number one seed, Michael.
Absolutely. I agree.
Okay,
that's not
out of nowhere. It's not like Florida Atlantic. I mean, come on.
No one believed in them.
Yeah, nobody believed in us. We are a number one seed. Paulie will take you up on that bed, Michael.
Just to have some fun.
Yeah.
If I could, before this week, I would have said, suck it back row. But when you've got a wife like Aaron, suck at everybody but Seton.
Oh, okay.
That's fair. Right. That's fair.
Did any local news program reach out to your wife since she has all Final Four teams and Connecticut winning it all? Isn't that one of those local, hey, a local housewife picked all four Final Four teams, including our Huskies.
Right, yeah. No one saw this coming except this.
Except this woman, Erin.
Yeah. No, and not so much.
How about the local CBS?
It didn't get picked up. I thought, like, Nance would be calling or somebody, you know, but no, it didn't get picked up.
It's a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah, she's like one of not many people that have it. A couple dozen, I guess, which...
But there's a lot of people in this country.
Out of like 20 million brackets on ESPN, there was 34 or 37 that still had it. I don't know. Maybe that took some of the...
Oh. Okay.
Maybe right, but how many have a tie to a radio show and that's based in Connecticut that, you know...
And she picked the Huskies, and it's local. Yeah. They could do live local late breaking.
Yeah.
They bring her in, get her logic, and you pick the Huskies.
Yeah, not many.
Yeah, okay.
Not many.
Yes, Todd?
Jen Bernstein loves fun stories like that. Fox 61 Connecticut shout-out. She would have spoken to Erin in a heartbeat.
Oh, wait. This is why local news didn't come. Because of Todd.
Todd,
they were like, Todd Fritz. No.
Why didn't you reach out to Jen Bernstein?
Or Kerry Lee Mayland, one of them. I would have reached out to one of them. I think they would have worked something out.
Oh,
I really believe that.
Nobody.
He's not allowed to reach out to them anymore.
Nobody loves.
He's not allowed within 500 feet of them.
Not following me on Facebook.
Nobody loves local news anchors quite like Todd.
I really do. I get these crushes. It's weird.
And you don't even listen with the sound on.
I don't need the sound on.
No.
I could see the weather. I could see the pictures. I don't need to hear.
You get him started, and he starts rattling off these names. And I'm like, no, that's Todd loves local news.
Rachel Frank.
Yeah. He gets really upset when they move to a different market. Like, you didn't give me any heads up.
I did get upset with that.
Los Angeles. Oh.
Was that Jennifer Lammers?
Oh. Jennifer Lammers. And also Erica Tarantell left the NBC station. And she went to Boston, and she was in Connecticut. Then she went somewhere else. They all end up in L.A. and one of those Bubba Meisel Entertainment Tonight Access Hollywood things.
You're creepy.
Jennifer Lammers, that hurt.
Yeah. Well,
I
watched.
A big loss. That was a big loss for the state.
I watch Extra. I see her on there with Billy Bush.
Because you got to follow them.
If you could get a free trip, flight, hotel ticket, Super Bowl Final Four,
Sunday. Or go see Jennifer Lammers?
Ooh.
Oh.
I would go Jennifer Lammers.
Thank you.
Super Bowl Final Four, weekend at the Masters, college football national title game. How about, you want to go with that as a poll question? Or you want to do that final hour, Seton?
Why don't we go final? You want to do it now?
Well, you have one up there right now.
Accurate.
And I don't want to make you work that hard on Friday.
Not on Friday. No. Come on.
No, nobody's working hard on Friday.
We made it this far.
Yes, yes, Paul.
And this is good because it's a one-day thing. It's not like to go to the NBA Finals, the whole thing. But here's the thing. Final Four, you don't know what town it's in. Super Bowl, you don't know what town it's in. College football, you don't know. Masters is the only one that's a fixed location. So it's not really based off necessarily the Final Four,
you'll know where it is.
Right, but when you're
like
picking
next year.
When you're picking here, you're just picking
Super Bowl.
Yeah, you're just picking.
Well, what if I said next year? Vegas Super Bowl. I don't know where the Final Four is. We know where the Masters is, and I'm sure we could find out college football national title game as well. I think we need to make a T-shirt. I can feel it in my plums. What do you think, Seton?
Okay.
All right, sure.
Okay. I can feel it. Now,
what's it going to look like?
I'm going to get sort of like a PG, PG-13 and R versions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay. Yeah.
I feel it.
We can workshop this.
I feel it in my plums.
Yeah,
is that
plums.
Is that accurate?
Is that what it's called?
It is, yes.
That's the slogan?
Okay. Yes. It's from Will Ferrell. He did it on Eastbound and Down.
Oh.
And now I always say that when I get excited about something.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Paul.
Is there a song, I feel it in my fingers, I feel it in my toes? Who sang that? And it's
Todd?
I feel it in my finger.
I'm trying to think.
Mm.
I'm surprised I don't know that.
Mm.
It does sound vaguely familiar.
Well, if it's relatively new, you would never know it.
I would not.
If it's back in the 80s, then
exactly.
You would know.
That's like the number
How about
one song
we take a break? Let's clean up our act. Brian Gumbel's going to join us. Very serious. Host of Real Sports.
That's tomorrow. On today.
That's tomorrow. No, tomorrow. On today. And then he wins a lot of sports Emmys, by the way. And he's going to get a Lifetime Achievement Award. So I got to clean up my act here. All right? Act professional. Okay? Let's take a break. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prizm, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Intelligence runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Not this family. The Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member waiting to impress. Learn more at MBUSA.com. We get nominated for awards. This guy wins awards. Bryant Gumbel, host of HBO's Real Sports and former co-host on Today. He is going to be presented with the Lifetime Achievement Award at this year's Sports Emmys. That'll be coming up in New York City on May 22nd. Bryant, good to see you. How many Emmys do you have?
Oh, God, I don't know. I honestly don't know, Dan. I mean, the shows on which I've worked, I'm going to guess it's close to 58 or something like that.
Where do you put them?
I don't. I really don't. That's the truth. I'm sitting in my home in Florida right now, and I must honestly tell you there's not a one of them here. I keep some in New York. I honestly don't know where most of them are. I really don't. It doesn't mean I'm not appreciative. Just means that I'm not real big on. I shouldn't say that. I'm not terribly big on awards. I've never been concerned with them.
How about you and Bob Costas do like a yard sale? Just put your sports enemies out there, because Bob's got quite a few of them too.
Yeah, I know he's got a bunch. I think it just means we're both getting up in years. I mean, as usually happens when you live long enough, you collect a lot of stuff.
What's your first real vivid sports memory?
Wow. Real vivid sports memory. I'm going to say Chicago Bears 1963 NFL Championship at Wrigley Field beat the Giants 14-10. I wound up getting tickets to that game because at a Holy Name Society meeting that morning, I'd gone with my dad, and Joe Fortunato, if you can believe this, before the championship game, was a guest at a Holy Name Society breakfast. And he had two tickets for anybody who asked a decent question. And I was a kid, and I asked something stupid, and everybody else was too embarrassed to ask a dumb question. And so I got the tickets, and I went to the game. And that's my most vivid memory.
Did it change your life?
Not really. I don't think so. I mean, I was a kid, I suspect, like you, who grew up, you know, not only playing a lot of stuff, but when you couldn't go outside, play Strat-O-Matic baseball. Never APBA, always Strat-O-Matic.
I love Strat-O-Matic.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
I was playing Strat-O-Matic when I was at ESPN.
You know, come on, serious?
I swear to God. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
I gave up on it, I think, after high school. I almost gave up on it because I had a friend named John Miller once upon a time who we had a league of Strat-O-Matic, and one night I walked by his room and I heard dice rolling, and he was giving his guys batting practice. That's when I thought I really should get out of it.
But it helped me. So when you say, hey, what kind of fielder was Rusty Staub? Well, he was a four. Or Ralph Garr wasn't a good fielder. Who would it be? Aurelio Rodriguez would be a one. So it just helped me understand everything about a player. And I just absorbed all that information, whether it was going to be useful or not.
You could also cheat at the margins. Like I remember back then, the guy you wanted to put in your lineup all the time was Merritt Renew of the Cubs, who had hit something like 363, but he'd only had like 40 at-bats.
And even Joe Torre, I remember when Joe won a batting title, he had like 362 or something.
363, wasn't it?
363, yeah. Yeah, it was great. Where are we? The state of journalism in sports now is what to you?
Tough to come by. I mean, you know it as well as I do. I mean,
but why?
The reality is because as is the answer with all things in sports, the money. Every team house now has a television arm. You have the NBA network. You have MLB network. And so as a result, I think anytime anybody gets in trouble, they can go to that network and expect a softer landing than they would if they had to face either you or me, on a neutral site. Given the opportunity to craft their own narrative, they're able to go on the air there. They're able to use social media to get out their version of the truth. And it makes it more difficult for those of us who work in this business to try to elicit honest answers in an honest forum.
But also you have the programming now where it's a hot take. Got to have a hot take. And I'm a dinosaur. I always say I'm going to have an informed take or best I can. It might not be a hot take. It might be lukewarm. It may not be warm at all. But
my God, if you're a dinosaur, what does that make me?
Well, you're a pterodactyl too. But that's how kids are kind of absorbing this business of that's what you need to have. Because for a while when I was doing SportsCenter, you had to have a catchphrase. Yeah, right. You got to have a catchphrase. Now it's you got to have a hot take. And it leads us down dangerous paths here.
Sure it does. Sure it does. And by the way, you know, I don't really blame the athletes. I guess if I were in the spotlight that they're in, I'd be looking for the softest landing possible. I mean, I'd figure, why the hell do I need Brian Gumbel or Dan Patrick? You know, I can craft my own narrative. I can put it out on the Players Tribune. I can go to my team's network, if you happen to play for the Yankees or the, you know, or any other big market team. And you can get a softer landing than you would in your studio or mine. I mean, they're not dumb.
What's the segment or show that you got the most blowback on?
Wow, there have been a bunch of them. I mean, whenever we do anything transgender, we get a lot of it. Whenever we do anything where race or women's rights are involved, we get a lot of it. A lot of people, as you know all the time, are inclined to say, I don't want any politics in my sports. Well, I'm not necessarily sure human rights ever deserves to be called politics. I mean, you know, that has nothing to do with politics, trying to save a life, trying to make someone's life better. To me, that's devoid of politics. But we live in the world in which we live.
Explain to me how the show works from the standpoint of your involvement during a segment. Like, you send Andrea Kramer out.
Uh-huh.
And she does a story on the voice of Hockey Night in America and then comes back. Are you involved in what she does prior to it getting back, getting on the air, and then her sitting in the studio with you?
To a certain extent, every step of the way, but varying degrees. You know, yes, stories are greenlit. And every step of the way, if I don't like something, I make it known. But am I micromanaging? No. I mean, I've said from the start that I didn't want every piece to look like it was a Bryant Gumbel piece. So I try to make sure that all of our producers, who I think the world of, have as much free range as possible. There are very few things that I'll step up and go, hey, you know what? That really makes me uncomfortable. We're not going to do that. We're not going to go there.
But also,
and also, by the way, I'll add this too, Dan. Sure, we talked about being a dinosaur. I've had the fight, and so far I've won the fight for 29 years. I wish I could tell you how many people want us to introduce music to our pieces. And I've brought up in an era where once you introduce music, now you're manipulating the audience. Now you're not doing journalism, you're doing movie making. And so I continue to resist.
But I also get the feeling you're acting as a viewer. You're seeing this for the first time, and your reaction is in real time. And I don't know if that's by accident or not.
No, it is not by accident. It is absolutely true. Every correspondent who's ever worked for us will tell you that I never, ever have a conversation with them about the finished product before we're on air. So they have no idea what I'm going to ask them. And again, my questions are really, I'm trying to give voice to what I think the viewer wants to know. Sometimes they're very crass things, like, how much does he get paid for doing that?
Yes.
does he have a family? Stupid stuff.
He's Bryant Gumbel, Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel, and being honored Lifetime Achievement Award, this year's Sports Emmys. That'll be in New York City on May 22nd. What do you remember most in the moment about Bird versus Magic in the national title game?
I remember looking around and going, wow, this really should be I wish this was a larger gymnasium. It remains, I think.
That was
the
Utah?
Smallest venue. It was the last small venue, right?
I'm going to guess. Yeah. I don't know what that seated, but that was what, Salt Lake City?
Yeah. Salt Lake City in 79. I'm going to guess there couldn't have been more than 14,000 people, if that, you know, I always try to trick people up with this question. Everybody remembers that it was Indiana State, Michigan State. Few people can name the other two teams in that Final Four.
DePaul and Princeton.
You got it. Bob Weinhauer and Mark Aguirre, yes.
Wait, was it DePaul, Princeton, or DePaul and Penn?
DePaul and Penn, Bob Weinhauer.
Okay.
Bob Weinhauer, Penn.
All right.
And Ray Meyer and Mark Aguirre.
Yes.
Yeah.
But did you understand what that was going to mean?
Yeah, I don't think it took a genius, but yes, I think anybody who understood basketball and had understood the allure of these two special players would have been an idiot not to appreciate the impact and foresee that they were going to change the NBA. I mean, if you recall as well as I did, back then the NBA was not a very popular sport. It wasn't a niche sport by any means, but it wasn't as popular as it is today because it was kind of a give and go sport, you know, give it to me and go to hell. And these two guys made pass first a priority. And once they went to the NBA, they took that kind of magic, no pun intended, to the game. And I think changed it enormously and for the better.
Who Who do you want to sit down with?
Wow, what a great question. Look, it's the usual suspects, the guys who are resistant to doing interviews. I'd like to sit with Steve Cohen. I know him. We've sat socially, we've had dinners. But I'd like to sit down with him with a microphone on. I'd like to sit down with Aaron Rodgers, pick his brain. I'd like to sit down with Ben Simmons, find out why he really doesn't like basketball. I can think of quite a few, really.
How hard is it to not go in with a preconceived idea when you do an interview?
Damn near impossible. Damn near impossible. You know what, Dan, you know as well as I do. And people say, well, you know, you're journalists, you have preconceived notions about everything. And I always say there's no such thing as pure objectivity. We are all products of our environment and our experience. And I guess the trick to the business is try mightily to not let those dictate your questions or your opinions of what you're hearing. I've always thought the thing about interviewing is very, very simple. I've told people over and over again, I'm nothing more than there to ask questions that I think viewers want to hear answers and make you clarify or justify your answer. And that's it. That's it. It's very simple stuff.
There's some interviews that stand out. In fact, HBO sent some interviews that you did and, you know, a list of them, and they didn't include Nolan Richardson. And I thought it was one of the best ones you've ever done because you let him talk. And a lot of interviewers don't let people talk. And the questions were open-ended. And I tell people a lot of times that in the interview that Andrea Kramer did with the guy who started Bikram, I thought that piece that Andrea did is one of the best journalistic pieces that I've ever seen in all of my years.
That guy was dangerous.
Yes, but she let him show you and tell you that he was dangerous. And I thought what you were getting out of Nolan Richardson was great because I felt like I was just listening and you weren't guiding him anywhere. And it just made for a compelling interview. And that's a hard thing to do because we always get in the way of our interviews, it feels like.
You're a smart guy, and that's usually what works. You know, my trite answer when people always say, you know, who are the good interviews and who are the bad ones? And I always say it's pretty simple. The good interviewer is somebody who has something to say and says it well. The bad one is the guy who has nothing to say and says it poorly. In the case of Nolan Richardson, he had a lot to say and he said it well. Yeah. I don't need to do anything.
Yeah. It's hard for us to get out of our own way. All right. The final question, and I should have led with this. It's the most important question that I'll probably ever ask you.
Uh-oh. I feel it in my plums. Go ahead.
Are you ready? I want you to tell us what you write down on your pad at the end of every show, Brian.
You know, I get asked a lot. I'm never going to answer it. A lot of times it's doodling. A lot of times it's things that are going through my head. Sometimes it's a simple thing of a reminder of somebody's name.
Okay.
Because I'm sure you've had those where you come to the back end of a sentence and you know what word you want to use. It just doesn't go in the file cabinet rapidly enough.
Well, I would do that on SportsCenter when I would get done because you're on camera. Well, what do you do on camera? And then you have to shuffle your paper. They teach you that when you get started, shuffle your paper. And then I started writing down something just to kind of mock you. I'm like, well, Brian's doing it. I'm just going to write down something. I'm not going to say anything. I might even draw a picture, a phallic symbol or something. But, you know, I had to do something every night doing SportsCenter for 200 days out of the year.
Because your hands are here, right? Yeah. That's the other thing. When they fade to black and your shadow is still there, what are you supposed to do? Just sit there like this? You have to do something.
And I also loved Tomorrow on Today and Postscript. Those are
Postscript?
Yeah. And finally.
Let's move on.
And finally,
we're all creatures of habit.
Yes. And finally, Postscript. Hey, congrats, Brian.
Yeah. Hey, thanks very much. Yeah. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah.
It's good to see you. Good to see you healthy and happy.
Keep. How's the golf game, by the way?
Actually, you know what's weird? I can't figure this out. I'm coming up on 75 years old, and I'm playing better than I have in the last decade. I can't figure it out.
Do you care less, therefore you might play better?
Good question. No, I think I, you know, it's taken me a long time to do this. I think I now understand that the importance of the game is making the score, not how you look doing it, and getting your ego out of the way.
I think that's, I always thought that was Jordan's problem with baseball. He wanted to look good, and instead of just, you might not look good, but you could still be somewhat successful. But Mike wanted his swing to look really good, but it was really slow, and you don't know, he could have had a Paul Molitor swing and you know, maybe been a decent baseball player.
Yeah, yeah, I get it. Look at the things. Look at the pitches Clemente and Barra swung at.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, congrats again. And maybe we'll see you. Maybe we'll see there. You know, we get nominated. Like we get nominated. We don't win, but, you know.
I don't understand that.
If I need to be a seat filler, I'll be right when they go. And Lifetime Achievement. Let's, hey, guys, let's practice here. Lifetime Achievement Award. Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, Dan.
That's Stay Brian safe. Gumbel. He's getting a Lifetime Achievement Award, Sports Emmys. Tomorrow and today.
That's a career.
Yes, it is.
Right, that is a career and a half.
Plus, he had to do morning. We did morning radio.
Yeah.
Man, do you curse? That alarm goes off and you hate life.
It is.
But then once you get in and then you get done and you walk outside, it's like 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. You're like, damn, I got the whole day.
Having dinner at 3 or 4 o'clock.
Yeah, getting in bed by 7:30.
Your friends are like, "Hey man, you want to grab a beer?" Yeah, yeah. What time? 8:30. What are you crazy?
Hey, you want to get 30? Want to get dinner? Yeah, yeah. What time? I don't know. 4, maybe 4:15.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll get phone calls coming up next hour. I think it's must listen. Damian Lillard, Blazers guard. We taped the interview yesterday. We'll bring that to you coming up in about 40 minutes from now. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Once again, Connecticut wins the national title. Yeah, you get the music. I'm going to give you February, March, and April.
All right, we keep celebrating black voices all month.
Wait, who says that?
Now, you see it on, you know, at certain stores, and they'll have their display, celebrating black voices. Or even at when I was in school, you know, guys, open up your books. Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks, March 1st, back to Chris Columbus. Oh, thanks, guys.
Yeah, we're celebrating just this month.
Yeah. We don't want you celebrating any other month.
Your contributions have been consolidated to a month. Thanks, everyone.
That's not on this program.
Because the one place runs like celebrating Black History always. Like, well, it seems like it's just confined to 28 days, though. It's not really always.
Anthony Richardson's pro day, as I make the smooth segue. You know, it happens on pro days where everybody loves, you know, who's the guy with his pro. Will Levis looks jacked. I don't care if my quarterback's jacked. I care if he's good. The things that we focus on, like he hit the roof. Well, okay, Anthony Richardson threw a ball that hit the roof. Bryce Young actually hit the roof on one of his throws. That's the new thing. It used to be you roll left, throw right for 50 yards. Now it's Richardson said he tried to put a hole through the ceiling, but I'm still guessing it's, you know, coming down to C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young. Do I think Richardson is a project? Yes, because if you watch Stroud and Bryce Young throw and throw in games, there is a big difference between those two and Will Levis and Anthony Richardson, in particular Richardson, because he'll give you those highlights, and this is what happens. You're like, oh my God. Can we pass on a talent like that? And he's still 20 years of age. If C.J. Stroud is 21, Bryce Young is 21. Bryce will be 22 before the season starts. Stroud will turn 22 in October. Richardson turns 21 in May. Will Levis is going to be 24. Hendon Hooker turned 25 in January. Now, there was a lot that was made of Mike Tannenbaum, former Jets GM, where he talked about if he was still GM, that he loved Hendon Hooker and thinks he's a value, like at Seattle at five. Like, you got to take Hendon Hooker. Well, I'd like Hendon Hooker, but Mike Tannenbaum's on an island here because, although I think Chris Sims really liked Hendon Hooker, but Hendon Hooker feels like this is the Tennessee quarterback. He got injured. And they were having a wonderful year. I just wonder how much of his success, and this isn't fair to Hendon Hooker, I'll say it up front, can be related or connected to Josh Heupel. and Heupel, and you know what happens in college, you can get your receivers in favorable matchups here. And I watched a couple of their games, and there were a couple of times those receivers are wide open there. Now, Hendon Hooker did, you know, throw the ball to them, but are you able to throw a guy open there? You know, if you look at what Lincoln Riley did with all his quarterbacks, I mean, Baker was great there, and Kyler Murray was great there. Jalen Hurts, like, I don't know what's real. I mean, Caleb Williams with USC seems real, but I don't know if Kyler Murray is a great quarterback. Baker Mayfield is not a great quarterback. Jalen Hurts looks like he could be a great quarterback. But sometimes it's that quarter, you know, that coach who understands how to get these favorable matchups. And maybe that's the case with Hendon Hooker. And not fair to him. Plus, he's 25. I have 4 years with Anthony Richardson before he gets to Hendon Hooker's age. That's a lot. That's an eternity. And I can draft him. Let's say you're the Raiders. You've got Jimmy G. He's your starting quarterback for 2 years. Then you have Anthony Richardson. It just feels like the Raiders are going to take Anthony Richardson. And maybe somebody goes, you know, we don't want to miss out on him. We'll go up and get him. But Carolina and the Raiders were the two that I thought showed the most interest with him after his pro day. I don't care how far you can throw it. I care how well you throw it. Yes, yes, Paul.
I saw some coverage yesterday that the fifth, sixth, and seventh picks are in play for Richardson. If he lasts that long in the draft, Seattle's got a quarterback, but not a long-term quarterback. Detroit has a quarterback, not a long-term quarterback. Mm. They fell into these draft picks, that, you know, Seattle and Detroit, that Vegas may not have a shot. Again, speculative.
Yes.
But those are some places.
Final hour. Man, that was a quick 2 hours. By the way, I hope you enjoyed Bryant Gumbel. You know, I'm a big fan of his. And when I was first starting out in this business, watching how he conducted interviews was always very important. And being honored a Lifetime Achievement Award. It's certainly deservedly so. Final hour coming up. A very, very interesting interview with Dame Lillard in about 25 minutes.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.